Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Amin Ohassan. That is my terrible non-existent mic, so you're just going to have to bear with me today. doing this from a bedroom as opposed to from a studio. Joined, as always, by Big Jerv, John Gervais, and also he's official. He's a fill-in no longer. He is a permanent member of the rotation now. My man, Jason Madison. What's up, Jay?
What up?
We're going to lean on you heavy, man, on some L.A. knowledge and all types of other things on the episode today. Trey is out this week. He had his event this weekend, but he'll be back next week and talking a little bit more detail about that. Patreon.com/countthethings. Make sure you're subscribed. You get access to the live watch-alongs, the re-Washingtons that me, Zach, and Mays do, the watch-alongs for sporting events. We might do some NFL playoff games here coming up. Also, you get access to the Discord. Twitter is getting worse and worse. I don't know if you guys saw this. Now Twitter has banned promoting other platforms on their platform. So if you say, hey, man, check out my Instagram video, that tweet is going to get flagged and taken down. If you have your Instagram link in your bio, they might suspend you on that. So Twitter's getting crazy. Join Discord, man. Everyone's there. It's fun. It's safe. We don't have to worry about Elon Musk doing crazy stuff over there. And all that, again, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are a subscriber. All right, let's get on with the show. Dr. Umar having himself a week, man. Jason, would you say you can't understand why he's not a multi-millionaire? Yeah,
I can't, because he's just so funny, bro. He is comedy every single time. Like,
I can't. I'm still trying to figure out, like, is he being sincere or, like, is he fully in on the joke?
No, he's not in on the joke. That's what makes the joke so good, is that his sincerity is pure. If there was any hint that he was like winking at the camera, or, you know, he was just doing this for the likes, it wouldn't be as funny. But the fact that he's so about this is what makes it hilarious.
He's super consistent. I'll tell you that. He's super consistent. He never misses an opportunity to to get some takes off on any situation. He doesn't have like a real social media platform, right? Like, he doesn't have a Twitter or Instagram.
No, he's got Instagram.
TikTok. He's got TikTok.
Oh, okay.
He's TikToking.
Yeah, he's on Instagram too.
Is he? But
I
guess, like,
not Twitter now, but like, I wonder what made him not do Twitter before.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, originally? That's a good question. I wonder, like, you say, why isn't he a multimillionaire? Well, how does he make his money to begin with? Like, how is he supporting himself?
Donations, gifts.
People giving him money?
Yeah, no, people, like, that was part of his initial popularity was he would go on live, and then he would ask people to donate to help fund his school. And he would, like, clown people for not giving them enough money.
Oh, yes.
And people are sending their kids to this dude's school, man.
No. Correct me if I'm wrong. I do not think the school is up and running.
Oh, there is no.
Yeah, so
the whole.
There's I'm a building. Saying, there is a building.
Hold on, man.
I'm almost so positive whole, there's a building and yeah. stuff. But
the whole smashing the moms thing was just a hypothetical?
Oh, no. It's not a hypothetical. I would like to just say he's just letting you know what it is before you get there. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But like, he does, like, mentor kids, though. I know he does that. Like, he has, yes. like, some sort of, like, group of, like, young men that he, like, mentors and takes to, like, on field trips and stuff. But I don't know, like, to the extent of what he's Damn. Doing with the donations and all that. So there's an element of, like, this is possibly a grift, like, type of situation. But, I mean, shit, the whole country is grifting.
I guess my thing isn't like, oh, how dare he grift? My question is, who's he grifting? Who's getting grifted? Yeah, who's getting grifted here? Like, where are these people who are like, you know what? I will. Here we go. Hold on. Let me grab my wallet. You know?
Well, I'm just saying a lot of people, like, if you look at the comments, like, a lot of people believe in what he's saying. Like, a lot of people are earnestly believe, you know, the whole...
He's got a cult following.
Yeah, like, people I'm really fuck with him.
There's a lot of stuff that I believe. I don't know if I believe enough to
to give money to, right? Like, right. Particularly as you know, let alone someone who doesn't have a whole lot, you right. know. I just, yeah. I mean, I'm not judging. I'm asking the question, like who's moved to the point of like, yeah, man, how much you need or whatever, writing a check.
I mean, it's mostly like $20, $10. Like he gets a lot of that.
How many of those though? How many?
Well, I guess that answers my question, right? It's like, that's why he's not a multimillionaire, because he's not really getting.
Because he's getting dubs and
yeah, twos and fews is what's coming through, you know. But I don't know, man. It's just weird because it's like he gets so much love on the internet, and like most people like that have some sort of like. Social, like YouTube, like, oh, billion yeah. views or whatever. And it's like, it seems weird that he's not in those ranks. Yeah.
Like that Candace Owens is as successful as she
right.
is.
Yeah, exactly. Omar.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you on that.
Well, like, I mean, is it not clear why Candace Owens and people that have certain views get all that shit and the person?
The people she grifting. Is different yeah. from the people he's grifting.
It's a different.
If you about to, you know, with all, not even with all due respect, you about to tap dance and fucking twirl your cap in the air and do all that shit. Hell yeah,
But if you're one of those people, though, devil's advocate, if you're one of those people, shouldn't Dr. Umar's message like resonate with you? He's saying black people need to just be with black people. They don't need to be mixing. Oh.
Right.
Without like, don't those other people like feel the same way? Like, yeah.
They agree? Yeah.
Yeah.
Niggas it's got weird. A hard enough time supporting a homie that make t-shirts, my nigga. we try to take these baby steps first with our people, right? I don't know what it takes to make someone donate bread to somebody that you've never met that's just saying some things that you don't believe, or I mean, excuse me, that you do believe. But your homie that has the, you know, the shea butter, you know, the shea butter flavor, you know, out on the streets and
right,
and,
the beard oil.
Niggas won't even fucking repost it on IG. Like we got to take baby steps.
I just dropped another $19 on like some beard butter or whatever they call it, man.
Man, I bought some from the homie a couple years ago and I never used that shit. Like,
I mean, yo, send it to me, man. I'm out here like,
I don't want my beard to glisten. Like, I kind of like it.
bro, it softens it up though.
You know? Yeah, like, there you go. Yeah,
hey, listen, as a guy that's been rocking the beard for some time, and now that's literally all I got. I'm letting you know. Fuck with the beard butter, bro. Fuck with the beard butter. Yeah.
Yo,
oils and shit. Brush the beard. Do all that shit.
Yo, Derv, by the way, speaking of that, man, I gotta confess, man, my IG algorithm now is all messed up, because all it is them SMP people with the little tattoo thing right there. And like, I've been seriously like, you know what, man, if I could just fill in these patches right here, I don't even have to cut my hair, man. Okay. Like, it'll just give the appearance of fullness right here in the corners and whatnot.
What's that?
I mean, SMP is like it. I mean, it's not a tattoo, but they call it the hair tattoo, whatever.
Oh, so, it's the hairline tattoo.
Yeah, so they go in there with the little needle, and they put in the ink right there.
Give you the Tory Lanez.
It's different levels to it. Some people do the shave my whole head off like Jerv, and then they will draw the thing, and then it'll look like a low Caesar forever, basically, as long as you keep cutting it down.
That's what I think that Tory Lanez got. That's what his shit looked like.
Oh yeah,
and then Tiger got like the braids version.
No, Tiger went and got like the.
That's what I'm saying.
No,
he got a weave.
No, he don't even got a weave. He went. He got the implant. He got the implant because he actually shouted out the doctor, and I know I looked it up. The doctor's out of Vegas and shit. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, oh, make a note of that. Click the paper.
what would y'all do if I just came on the pod one day?
With hair or with like
a soul glow type of
like I'm back in college, like I'm back, baby. Like I'm just off 1 week and I'm off IG and then I just pop back and I'm just like, yo.
So I've been doing the homework on this because 1000% at some point I'm gonna show up one day and my hairline gonna be Paul George levels, like right above my eyebrows. I'm like, how'd that happen? Like, apparently it's long. Like, the whole going to Turkey thing, it's a long process, bro, because you go.
Niggas got to go to Turkey for that?
Turkey's like Turkey and Colombia, like the number two, the top two, like, destinations.
It's a BBL for hairline?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Okay. So what they do is, you like, for, I think it's like six grand or whatever, you get a flight, they pick you up from the airport, they put you up in a nice hotel, all your food is comp, like, you know, your meals are comp. You go in, day one for the consultation where they look at the stuff, they draw the lines, whatever. Day two, what they do is they take the hairs, like, and first of all, they shave your head down, then they take the hairs from, like, the thick parts, and then they grow, they, like, plant them in the thin parts, right? And so your head is all bloody and stuff because, you know, it's surgery or whatever. You fly back home, and then, like, after week one, it's like, oh, shit, I'm back. And then it all falls out. And then it got to grow back, and you're going to look crazy because you're going to look like the way you do now, but, like, little sproutlings here and there. You can't cut it, and you can't touch it. You can't do nothing, right? And then within 8 to 12 months.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
It'll start to grow. So you're going to look crazy for like a year.
I got to look nuts for a year?
A year, bro.
You got to rock the hat. You got to, like Dom do, rock the hat every day. Like, there's some niggas that wear hats every day.
I'm trying to figure out how these people did it. Like, all these rich people that got it done. Like, when did they disappear, man?
I'm trying to understand, like, because I just started getting grays on my sides. My hairline is still intact, but I just started getting grays, like, what amount of like celebrities and like niggas dye their hair? Because I feel like it's really a lot. Like every celebrity we know, like black celebrity that we know is over the age of 35, like Kanye, Jay-Z, Diddy, like all these niggas, Dr. Dre, like none of them have gray hair.
Gray hair.
Like, not one gray hair. Like all these niggas is old as fuck.
I'll tell you how I knew what the deal was when I saw Snoop.
Right.
Snoop whole hair is gray. Yeah. But then let Snoop be in something.
Yeah.
It's all black. Of a sudden he back to
Jet Black.
He back to 95. And so I'm like, what? How'd that happen? Right.
Yeah.
That's how I knew. Oh, they're all dying, bro. They're all dying.
That's crazy.
My thing is like, give me my hairline back. I'll I'll take all the grades. If you give me a full,
I welcome the grades, my nigga. Yeah, like,
if you make me look like goddamn, what's his name? My man, shit, what's his name? The dude with the white hair, man. From fucking Game of Thrones.
Oh, Corlys.
The sea serpent?
Corlys. Yeah, my nigga, Corlys.
I'll take that. Valerian. I'll take that right now, man. I will take that right now.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, I mean, I feel you, bro. Like, but I never had thought that I was going to get gray hair this early. So I was like, fuck, like, damn.
All of mine is right here. All of mine is right here in my beard. I don't have any on top.
The audacity of this man complaining to two niggas who would love to have their hairline back. My nigga over here, gray like, hair. Damn, yo, I got some grays, yo.
Spoiled.
I know.
Spoiled.
You know what? I'm going to shut the fuck up.
Yo, real quick, before we move on with this topic, I just want to go back to Dr. Umar on one thing. Who do you think should feel more offended or like attacked? Is it Serena Williams' husband or is it the New York Knicks? Who should feel worse watching them videos?
It's got to be Serena Williams' husband.
I would say the Knicks. I would say the Knicks, honestly, because he let the chopper sing on all of them. Yeah. Like Serena's husband, he's kind of used to it now. Drake dissed him. He probably gets it every which way. You know what I'm saying? Niggas in the league, they probably thought they was taking a nice holiday picture.
Yep.
Just
dog.
First of all, they don't give a fuck.
I beg to differ.
Yeah, let's know.
I'm not speaking specifically. I'm just saying, like, these players nowadays, they give a damn about everything. They're so in tune with everything that's said about them. I don't know if you guys saw this. So the Orlando Magic just beat the Boston Celtics 2 times in a row. Yeah. After the first time they beat Boston, Eddie House was on the postgame show in Boston, and he was saying basically, you know, this team was 1-10 in their last 11 games. They're 1-10 on the road. They have 10 wins on the season. This is one of the worst teams in the league. And what happened is, like, you got a team that's head and shoulders above the other one. But, like, you come in complacent and basically you get your ass beat because those are pros on the other side or whatever. He said, I'm not saying any one individual over there can't play. I'm just saying as a team, they're not a good team. Which to me was like, yeah, that's kind of a no-brainer. So Orlando went out and beat them again, and all of these mugs tweeted the picture of video of Rafer Alston slapping Eddie House in the finals. Remember that?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Or in the conference finals or whatever.
Yeah, the conference finals, yeah.
Yeah, and I was just like, yo, first of all, how are y'all finding Eddie House's local Boston broadcast? And then taking that and being like, yo, we got like, why do you care, right? So, this Eddie House talking from a basketball perspective. He didn't say anything out of the question. I don't think he said anything that anyone would disagree with.
Right.
Boston's the best team in the league this year. Orlando is like the worst team or one of the worst teams. So, I don't think it's anything disagreeable. You telling me Dr. Umar calling these dudes sellouts and stuff didn't come across their desk?
Exactly.
Across their desk, but respectfully, without knowing anything specifically, they strike me. Some of them do strike me as the individuals that that's just basically what they've been doing their whole life. So they don't give two shits.
But even so, like when do you remember when RG3 was catching flack?
Yep.
And he definitely felt a way about it.
So because he brought that on himself, talking about like, my girl got ass or whatever it was.
Yeah, whatever. Rob Parker.
And then they pulled up the old receipts of her, like basically built like this, like just
like a piece of mail.
Yep, like a piece of paper right there, straight up and down. Which again, like I'm just saying, like he opened that door.
Right.
Dudes hear this, man. And I'm telling you, man, dudes hear this and dudes think about it. I get it. It's not like they regret dating whoever they date or marrying whoever they marry or having kids whoever they have kids with. But they definitely, when those comments are made, it ain't going, man, I've been doing it. Nah. These aren't the type of cats that are like that.
Nah.
But then again, also, I'm like, yo, y'all had to know. You can't be like five of y'all
That's what I'm saying. That's a sick pick, bro.
Yeah. Well, the funniest thing is, like Dr. Umar said, man, like, and the one sister is out here with a snow puppy.
So it was like a perfect image for him. Because it like it couldn't have went any better.
What do you think his research process is every morning?
He's probably getting DMs, crazy DMs.
People are sending him the shit.
Yeah,
like,
he probably just searches his own hashtag.
right.
And then because, people just teeing it up for him, huh?
Yep. Because I see in the comments, anytime I see something like that, people always either post a picture of his face, a reaction gif, or like, I wonder what Umar would say to this, you know? He's got a lot of people working on his behalf.
Power of the people, man. Power of the people. We're going to wrap right here. That's going to do it for us on Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Again, shout out to our newest member, Jason Madison. Shout out to to John Gervais. Shout out to Trey. I know he had his event out in Compton this weekend, the job fair that he was telling us about last week. So it looked like it was very successful from what I saw on social media. Hopefully next week, Trey will be with us. He can kind of give us the recap on that. Reminder, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're a subscriber. Make sure you're getting access to the live watch-alongs, to the OG podcast that me and Trey and Waz and Tom and Zach do. Make sure you're getting access to Discord, all types of other things. Until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal, simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal, only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.